You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Speaking of getting things done, you may recall late last year, a federal judge declaring Texas's foster care system unconstitutional because of problems in the system allowing kids in state custody to be abused, neglected, or worse. The judge ordered an overhaul. Well, now it appears the two experts appointed to oversee that overhaul are ready to file a proposal that could wind up costing Texas taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars. So writes Mike Ward, who's been covering this story for the Houston Chronicle. Good to see you again, Mike.
Good to see you, David.
What's known about this plan that's set to be filed by these two experts?
All we know about it so far is that the judge in Corpus Christi has given these two special masters a list of things to look at, most of which involves keeping the kids safe from additional abuse and neglect once they come into the state's custody.
Okay. Now, I'm trying to figure out how this would square with something else that you're reporting, which is that state lawmakers are close to approving something like $88 million in emergency funds for CPS, which would do what exactly?
That money would hire additional caseworkers, investigators, and frontline personnel so that the state can keep up with their intake, mm-hmm. so that when kids are tagged as being likely the target of abuse or neglect, that they can actually see them and get them into state custody. There's been a months-long wait period, and they've had a special task force of state police out finding almost 500 kids here in recent days.
I want to get back to that in just a moment, but I want to stick on this $88 million figure for if we can. That doesn't seem like that's going to come close to covering the cost of hiring, what, 800 new employees to oversee all these cases?
This is only the $88 million, or whatever figure they finally come up with, is only a temporary fix. This is essentially a Band-Aid to fix the immediate problem. It's going to hire some additional people, but it is not a permanent fix. A permanent fix, at least from what the state knows at this point, is going to cost somewhere north of $400
million. $400
million. That's right.
This coming in a year when we're seeing revenues fall because of the drop in oil prices and the like.
That's right.
Any concern expressed by lawmakers about whether or not they can pay for all this?
Oh, sure. It's there's all kinds of other issues that are lined up that need additional funding as well, Medicaid and just a whole series of things. Mm-hmm. And that by some measures, there's about $3 to $4 billion worth of additional state needs at a time when the state revenues have dropped.
You know, I want to loop back to what you were talking about DPS troopers going out and trying to round up these kids. A week ago, there was a contentious hearing with the head of the Department of Family and Protective Services, himself a former head of the Texas Rangers. They obviously oversee CPS. The upshot was that, as you were mentioning, the state police would fan out across the state and try to track down these 500 most at-risk kids that had fallen off the radar. Where does that stand? Does anyone know?
They are within, they're getting close to finding all those kids. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the numbers are this morning, but yesterday they were like at, they still had 70 kids they had to locate, and they've been finding them on a daily basis. Out of the 400 and some that they have accounted for so far, mm-hmm. There are 10 of them that have been removed from homes or from places where they were because of issues.
You think about the urgency of this situation. The governor has said that kids are priority number one. Any talk of a special session? Is this something that can wait till next year?
A special session has been discussed. Logistically, a special session between now and January is probably not going to happen, just because the governor has already said he really doesn't want to call a special session. And the temporary fixes that they need to make in the child protection system in Texas can probably be handled through transfer authority of money and things like that through the LBB and through the governor's office.
What is the LBB? I'm sorry.
Legislative Budget Board. Mm-hmm. Until the legislature comes in January.
I see. So there can be some stopgap funding in the event of an
There can be stopgap funding, and that's what they're working on right now, and that's what the $88 million or whatever figure they end up finalizing is targeted at a stopgap fix here until the legislature comes in session.
Mike Ward is covering this developing story for the Houston Chronicle. We're going to link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Mike, thanks again for coming in. We appreciate it.
Sure.